All right, Election Day is over, but looking ahead to next year, some of the most closely watched races in 2022 will be for who counts the votes in 2024. In swing states like Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan, Republican primary candidates for Secretary of State have embraced falsehoods about the systems that they want to oversee. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler has more.
Primary challenges are a normal part of politics, but normally low-key races to be a state's chief election official are taking on a different tone. Take Jody Heiss, a Georgia congressman seeking to unseat incumbent Brad Raffensperger, speaking here at a Trump rally in September.
And it is my deep conviction that Brad Raffensperger has massively compromised the right of the people at the ballot box. He has opened wide the door for all sorts of irregularities and fraud to march into our election system, and it is time that we take charge of this.
His platform includes aggressively pursuing voter fraud and replacing the state's new $100 million voting system. Heiss is one of several pro-Trump primary challengers in Secretary of State races across the U.S. who have attacked the 2020 election results, spread false claims about voting machines and absentee ballots, and now want to be in charge of voting. Many elections officials who currently run things have faced the wrath of former President Trump for defending last November's election. None more so than Raffensperger, who notably refused Trump's request to find enough votes for him in Georgia. Raffensperger says they looked into every claim of wrongdoing and couldn't find any evidence.
But every allegation that was made, we checked it out. If someone said that there was 10,000 dead people, we went back and we burned the midnight oil. We were checking that out.
Still, there are those like Democratic state lawmaker B. Wynn, also running for Secretary of State, who say there is a safer option for overseeing elections.
It is not a choice between Brad and Jody. It is electing a Democratic Secretary of State like myself, who will be on the side of voters, who will uphold the law and use truth and facts.
It's not just Georgia. The battle over who gets to count the votes has taken hold in places like Arizona. Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who's now running for governor, testified to Congress last week about threats her family faced after certifying the election.
My son's phone number was doxxed, and my husband's workplace, a children's hospital, faced calls with horrible accusations and urging that my husband be fired because of me. No one should have to face this kind of behavior because of their work as an election official.
Several GOP Secretary of State hopefuls in Arizona have pushed laws limiting voting access and supported a partisan election review in Arizona's largest county. Other candidates in states like Nevada and Michigan are also running campaigns based on baseless claims of fraud. As a growing number of politicians have gained prominence by openly questioning results and processes, election observers are concerned about the impact on the 2024 presidential race.
When you have people who spread those lies, trying to get in the position of a Secretary of State who oversees and administers elections, you've got to be very nervous that they're going to apply that bias, that kind of bias, to counting results.
That's Christine Todd Whitman, former Republican governor of New Jersey and co-chair of States United Action, a bipartisan think tank aimed at supporting pro-democracy leaders. While these GOP Secretary of State candidates say their platforms are about election integrity, she says these hyper-partisan politicians could have a more nefarious goal.
And what you're seeing in these laws in these Secretary of State's office elections now are Republicans trying to ensure that it's their side that wins always.
Some Secretary of State candidates who have pushed election conspiracies are long shots, while others could win their primary. In Georgia, Republican voters will decide next May who will be their nominee and whether the incumbent, Brad Raffensperger, gets another term. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.